My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jerry R. Turner, J-E-R-R-Y, middle initial R, last name T-U-R-N-E-R. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD has progressed from stage 3A to stage 3B and is likely due to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. His recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 18 from 18, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.2, and a GFR of 41 from 57. He does not have any activity in the urinary sediments, and he has no evidence of significant, he does not have significant proteinuria, period. His urine, his urine protein to creatinine ratio is 374 milligrams from 334 milligrams, period. Nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, also play a role in the CKD. And so does possible urological problems as evidenced by elevated PSA of 8.1, period. We gave him samples of Jardiance, 25 milligrams, and advised him to take half a tablet daily for kidney protection, the diabetes, as well as overall cardiac protection, period. He has lost 3 pounds since the last visit. And has normal blood pressure of 121 over 50, period. He denies any urinary symptoms such as nocturia, dysuria, frequency, or urgency, period. We advise him to follow up with his urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, for the elevated PSA of 8.1, period. He states he was seen by Dr. Onishi about a year ago and had a prostate biopsy, which was negative, period. We recommend a continuation of a plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed food, period. We anticipate that the renal functions will return back to normal as soon as we are able to get the A1C under control, period. Continue with the rest of your medications as prescribed. Your next line, elevated PSA as per number one. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. His A1C is 8.1% from 6.8%. This elevated A1C could possibly be related to the decrease in the dose of the placebo at the last visit, period. We're anticipating that with the addition of the Jardiance, the A1C will improve, period. We gave him samples today, and if there is improvement at the next visit, we will send a prescription to the specialty pharmacy. For continuation of the treatment, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with which is under control with blood pressure of 121 over 50. Continue with decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet, as well as the current regimen. Period. He is euvolemic at this time. Period. Next line. Anemia of chronic disease. His HNH is 10.7 and 35%. Iron saturation is 32%, which is normal. He receives B12 injections. He receives B12 injections on a monthly basis, and takes iron supplementation. Actually, no, he's not taking iron supplementation. Disregard that. He is receiving B12 injections on a monthly basis. We will repeat the iron studies for the next visit. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post stent. He follows with Dr. Arcenis, A-R-C-E-N-I-S, cardiologist. Next line, BPH without lower urinary tract symptoms. Next line, GERD / acid reflux, which is under control. We recommend discontinuation of the PPI protonics and initiation of famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams daily. Due to the nephrotoxic capabilities of the protonics, period. If the GERD is severe, then he may take the protonics only as needed, period. Next line, memory impairment, which is managed by Aricept and Memantine, A-R-I-C-E-P-T, and M-E-M-A-N-T-I-N-E. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and